This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boombuzz Nigeria.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Convo. I have with me someone special, the one and only. I'm trying to do something dramatic before I go ahead. But let me just go Shay in the building.
What's up, my baby?
How you doing?
How are you? I'm fine.
Nice to
good
meet
to see you.
You
again. We met before. Don't mind Timo. He's trying to do brand new.
But that was a while. That was pre-COVID.
True. So like everybody's now brand new, right?
Everything is brand new. Happy new everything. New year.
That's true.
New everything.
It's true. On my press release, we wrote Happy New Year. From the singer-songwriter, Shay. Goodness.
How was the lockdown situation for you?
It was actually quite rewarding. It was a time for me to just focus and zone in. And I reflected on myself. I dug up a lot of old songs from my archive. I remade some, I reworked on some, I recorded new music.
Yeah.
Finished projects, checked up on people. You know, I didn't go to the gym not once.
Okay.
Which is really, you know, abnormal for me. If my, like, the fans that know me, is abnormal for me. I didn't go to the gym once. I didn't even work out at home. I swam. But I just took it easy. And
relaxed,
just
yeah.
Bathed and in my element, which is music.
So that was kind of like a good moment.
Yes,
for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you've given, you know, you just gave us info right there that you finished the project.
Yeah.
What's the project?
I managed to finish, I don't have a title for the project, but it's an album actually.
It's an album?
Yeah. I finished my EP that I wanted to drop in end of February for you guys. Then Corona hit, so we just scrapped everything because we didn't really know what was going to happen. And that project, that project, I want to call it Big Girl. That's the working title.
Okay.
Big Girl is a movement that is basically set to, and I'm hoping to inspire young ladies and young girls to, you know, evolve into, you know, like a new era and a new side and a new womanhood, right? With good, you know, just you know, just. In a good way, right?
Yeah.
Confidently, right? Wholly and confidently. And so I'm trying to like run with that whole big girl vibe and just set good example and set, you know, just
nice.
some young girls and some young ladies. So anyway, that's a hashtag at the moment. We don't know if it's actually going to be the project name, but and then I finished an album and plus more songs. So which is not gonna be released till next year.
A lot of work during the lockdown.
But it's good, yeah.
Okay. Were you scared of COVID?
No.
You're in scale of
no,
COVID.
I moved my studio to my house.
Oh, okay, so.
So, like, I only let a few people in.
Do you record yourself and?
No, my engineer was allowed to come in.
Okay.
My producer was allowed to come in. My songwriter, co-writer was allowed to come in. But nobody else was allowed to come in.
Was Twale recorded during the lockdown?
Twale was re-recorded during the lockdown. And Zlatan also did his part. During the kind of the tail end of the hype of Corona.
Okay, so let's even get into Twale. That's your new single.
That's my new song.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. Do you like it?
I like the song.
It's
I like
vibe.
The video. It's something new from Shay.
Right.
So it at first it took me off guard because I was like, what?
And the truth is, like, I'm very fond of. I'll tell you now. I'm very fond of releasing music that is not necessarily expected of me, because I like to keep that musicality about myself. Like, I want people to know that I'm a musician and I'm not just like confined to one genre, one style of music or singing. I'm an entertainer, so, you know, I entertain. That's what
so
I
so like mean. It's like every time you think you know what Shay can bring, she surprises you.
I'm here to entertain you, right? Yolo Yolo was a record that nobody expected.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah. That was a good surprise.
Right, and that was a good surprise. Are you saying Twale is a bad surprise?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Come on.
Twale was necessary, especially for these times, because like it's pretty much an ode to like the everyday man, the hustlers, the people that really just work hard.
I saw the op-ed you did.
Oh, you did?
Okay,
you like
so
that?
Yeah, I liked it.
I took my time to write that because I actually did go into the streets. I was in where did we go? Not far from here. Anyway, not far from here in Ikeja.
Okay.
And we spoke to, I had a long conversation with a vulcanizer. I had a long conversation with one Auntie Kemi I call her Auntie Kemi now.
Yeah.
She makes like all this chin-chin and granite and like all these things.
I saw the pictures and
And more people, but we chose those four.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know what? I've had the song for 2 years.
Oh.
And it's one of the songs I dug up from my archives. I said, yo, you know what? Amir, we need to drop this record because right now this is what people need. Like, do you understand? Let's shout everybody out that has been holding it down for themselves and their families during this period, this crisis.
Yeah.
And then also to my fans, I have waited almost 1 year for me to release another song. So that's the sense behind releasing that record. The sound is neither here nor there. I'm a musician. I'm an entertainer. I might drop a rock and roll record tomorrow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I might drop a completely alter record.
Yeah.
My next single. But that shouldn't concern you. What should concern you is if it's a vibe
or not.
If
it's good or not. Yeah, that's the issue. Okay. You mentioned how it's been a year.
Almost a year.
How do you deal with, because I know how fans are there. Like, I'm sure with like every tweet, every Instagram post, there's new music. How do you deal with that when fans are putting pressure on you to like release stuff?
I have my fans. I have a very cult followership. And they know me. Do you understand? If I'm going to drop something, it's going to feed them. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's going to be timely.
Okay.
It's not going to just be music to try and struggle and fight to stay alive, right? And I'll be doing things in the interim too. Like, okay, because of COVID now, nobody was doing anything.
Yeah.
But I don't drop back to back because I'm quite a perfectionist as well, and I want the drop to mean something, to have a reason, for there to be a meaning behind the song.
Yeah.
Because I like music. I personally like music that is evergreen, that's classic. You understand? Yeah. I was listening to Yolo Yolo. My boss was playing Yolo Yolo in his office, and I was like, damn, that shit sound fresh.
Yeah.
Sound mad fresh, you know? Like, I'm proud of that record. I'm proud of all my records because you can play them today and be like, shit. Like,
still
I could have dropped
zone,
it today.
Yeah.
And it would still pop.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's the idea behind how I release music. Yeah. And that's pretty much
same thing with Twally. Like, Twally could have dropped 4 years ago and pop.
In fact, it was almost 4 years ago that we recorded that shit. So
nice. How do you deal with the fact that it's like the music scene, it's like a quick evolving place, and sometimes sounds change, and maybe there's like a reigning sound. For a minute it was Zanku, before then I think it was Shaku Shaku or so. Do you ever feel pressure to like jump on whatever is trending?
Never. Again, I'll use the example of Yolo Yolo. When I dropped Yolo Yolo, I think it was songs like maybe Fall.
If Fall,
was the sound that everybody was on. Yeah, you know, it was like 2018, I think, or 2017. And so when I dropped Yolo Yolo, it just
like
pissed off some people. It pissed off people.
Pompon era now.
Was it Pompon era?
Yeah, that was like. Yeah,
I think so. I think
pompon.
You're right.
Yeah.
So Yolo Yolo is not Pompon sound at all.
Wasn't.
So it pissed a lot of people off.
It pissed people off.
In the sense that, god damn, this bitch just dropped a record that is completely different to what everybody in the industry is doing right now.
But we like it.
So they were pissed off, right? So now, Yolo Yolo is the soundtrack for Bailey's commercial. It's the soundtrack for this movie. So what are we saying? Do you understand?
Yeah.
I pride myself in not following trends, but setting them. So for me to have gotten somebody like Zlatan,
Small Doctor
on a record that has a sound that is not trending right now, but it will be now, right? You will see that I'm just in my I live in my own world, and I create based on how my truth.
Yeah.
And anybody that feels the spirit, feels the energy, will fuck with it.
That's what I feel about music. I feel like if you're like a music superstar, you have the power to control
your sound.
Yeah.
And so I never really jump on trends, really. I've tried it, it's not worked for me. Those are the records that she, you know, they've never really made much of an impact. But like I said, Twali again is another example of a record that is, does not go with the sound of what is happening in 2020. Although I don't even know if there's really a sound this year, because
Everything they move.
Oh, everybody's hungry. They are hungry for whatever.
Yeah.
And you give them, you can give them, listen, it's like selling like sand to
good,
an Arab.
I feel like, where we at now, if it's good, people are going to take it in.
Yeah.
If it's good, doesn't matter what
that's
the sound
That's
what
we
is.
Are right now. Yeah. So it's that's good. Why, that's another thing that gave me confidence to even drop Twilight. Because it was like, okay, you know what? You know, the message is okay. The sound, the tickets, it's okay.
Yeah. One of my fun Shay Shay moments was Shay Shay hosting the Headies.
That was so much so.
That was
so much so.
That was fun because I don't think I had seen that side of you. I don't know if you've done like other hosting gigs before.
Never.
That was the first thing.
Yeah.
What was that? Were you scared? Because the Headies is like
the Headies is very
huge.
It's widely watched.
It's huge.
Yeah.
If you fuck off like social media, did you have all those fears like people trolling and stuff like that?
No, I don't know why. I had this confidence about me that.
The confidence showed.
Because the clothes were so fire. Like I changed for every single category. I wore something new, and I felt really.
Was you and Bovi, right?
Me and Bovi, and Bovi was incredible. He supported me all the way. And plus, I was using a teleprompt. So you know the normal Shay Shay of them now. Like if you let her just say whatever she wants to say.
Problems.
So they were really, really they did well to give me a teleprompter. And sometimes I did stray from the teleprompter and drop one or two subs. But you know, I had a nice
You enjoyed yourself.
I had a nice brace to kind of make me behave.
Is that something you would like to do again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like acting, I was in a film called Laran the Beat.
Yeah.
I really hated it while I was doing it, cause in my mind I was thinking, why am I putting myself through all this stress? Like 18 hours a day, sometimes 20 something hours a day of filming. What is it? Is it? I don't. You understand? Like I'm a singer. Please let me go and perform on stage for 30 minutes and collect my bag and go home. Which one is this? 20 something hours on set. Please. I hate this thing. I was crying. But towards the end of the filming the movie, I really got into it. Now, 2 years later, I wish to be on that set again.
I'm guessing this means you're looking forward to more acting.
I am, and you will see me in more movies next. It was there at the end of next year.
Nice. We're looking forward to that. You acted with Vector.
He was my co-star. Vector, Somkele Lala, Shafi Bello.
That was like an
all-star cast.
A new P for both you and Vector, because that was a big budget movie.
Yeah.
What was it like? Two musicians trying out acting. What was he like? There was the kissing scene.
They were nice. They were good.
The kissing. Oh my god.
It's Vector now. I mean, come on.
Oh my god.
But the truth is.
Shout out to everybody that was jealous. I was jealous of Vector in that scene. Shout out to everybody. Myself included.
To be fair to Vector, like he's a really sweet guy. And he and I were friends anyway before shooting this movie, so it wasn't so difficult really. The kissing parts were kind of embarrassing at first. We were just like, oh my god, no. But we did it. And actually, let me tell you a secret. This is exclusive for you guys.
Yeah.
Only you guys. There was like a full-on sex scene.
Okay.
Like there was supposed to be that movie, like full-on hardcore, right? But
it got caught.
We were like, nah, like
this can't come out.
This can't come out. No, we didn't film it.
Oh, okay.
The director begged and pleaded, and we were like, hell nah. So we didn't do it. We didn't do that.
Oh my god. That would have been.
It would have been something. But you wouldn't be talking to me anymore. You won't be my friend again now. You'd just be like, bitch, why did you do that?
Nah. It's acting.
And all my boyfriends, they would just leave me. That would be nice.
Nah, that wouldn't happen.
If your girlfriend was an actress and she had to do several sex scenes with, you know, her co-star.
Her co-stars,
How would that make you feel? Would you be comfortable with it?
I would have to be.
Yeah. Because she's bringing in the money.
Yeah, like so if I'm going to date an actress, I can't be angry later on if she's dating. I knew what I signed up for.
But what if you didn't know what you signed up for? What if you just thought, oh, you know, she would never accept a scene that is, you know, so sexual like that. She will respect me now, her man.
So let me just
say, she now accepted it, and now she now said, babe.
Let me just say that, you know, that's not, I don't think I would have a problem.
Really?
Especially if my girlfriend was Shay.
So, no, it's funny you say that because I watched Laura and the Beat with the guy that I was like seeing back then.
Yeah.
And that nigga was acting like, he was acting all weird. Why are you the one always instigating the kissing in this movie? Like, why is she the one? I was like, I don't understand.
The director led the P now. It's not, were you the director?
And he was like, why are you the one always?
I'm guessing you're not on that scene.
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. You're lost. Whoever you are. Oh, okay. That's nice. So, looking forward to seeing you in more movies.
Thank you.
One of the things I think is like your biggest strength is songwriting.
Thank you.
I was having a conversation with your manager before you came, about how I would love to see Shay be a talent show judge again. I would like to see that because I feel like with your experience, your resume, girl, you've been singing for a while.
I have. I've been singing for a long time. You've
been in groups.
Yeah.
Been solo. You know, your music history is crazy. You even studied music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your mother was singing.
My mother was a singer. My
sister?
My sister was a songwriter, singer. She writes scores though.
So I feel like, you know, songwriting is one of your biggest strengths. Now, Nigeria, songwriting, you know, it's a profession in its own. You can write for yourself, you can write for other people.
I've written for some, you know, that's another thing I did a lot of this during this COVID period.
Oh.
I wrote a few songs for probably one of the biggest stars in the world. And
you see this thing like,
and I got to speak to the artist on the phone and she was just like, oh, thank you so much. And I was like, oh my God. Right, yeah. but what I realized also was that that's probably gonna be my retirement plan. Yeah.
Not bad.
Just stop writing songs.
Back secured.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, and I wrote some stuff for some soundtracks as well. Like I just really had a good Corona period. I'm sorry to say if that sounds insensitive because I know some people did not. But I really got
like
to
you were able to
explore
make
myself,
positive things
make
out
positive
of that messy
happen,
situation. Yeah.
Write some great songs for some great people.
Yeah. So where I was going was this: what's the songwriting business like in Nigeria? Like
well,
you
normally,
just this is for a foreign artist, the one you just told me about. What's it like in Nigeria? Have you ever written for someone here?
It will say no, that I have not actually sat down to write a song for somebody else in Nigeria.
Mm.
However, I've had other people sit down and write songs for me and with me. There's a young gentleman that I'm working with right now, and I've been working with throughout the whole COVID period. His name is Majid.
Okay.
And Majid is an extremely talented songwriter, and he just gives me like new life. Okay, so we collaborate, he'll write stuff, I'll write stuff, I'll change some of his stuff to sound more like me.
Yeah.
But like I'm just on a completely new plane right now, like even with the team that I'm working with. Also another guy called Ace Tune.
Yeah.
Ace Tune is a singer-songwriter as well, and we wrote quite a few songs for my EP, my forthcoming EP together. And then Twale, a young lady named Rebecca, co-wrote that. And I'm sure most of you can imagine that there's no way I can come up with tokini ton to rigi agbalaje fupabrakata fuloni ni wulala milolo egba.
That flow is
you
mad.
You know that was not Sheyishe writing.
Yeah.
But I was fucking with it so much, I just had to have it. She was just, you know, that was her flow. And I said, you know what? That's really the voice of the streets, in fact.
Yeah, true.
Let's incorporate it into this record and let's just run with it. Let's just use it and run with it. So I collaborate with, and everybody's credited equally and fairly, paid equally fairly. Nobody is.
Shout out to you for that, because not a lot of people are doing that.
Everybody's on the metadata.
Last year you won the Headies. Mm-hmm. poor, best time be so, give me love.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that?
No.
That took you by surprise.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, what did that feel like?
I was in, what country was that's my first head.
You've been nominated a lot.
So many, every time.
So I'm guessing that's
why.
I've
been nominated in like almost every category before. I've been sitting in the front going, good.
Not my time. Nothing.
Nothing. Shameful. They just, you know, made me believe I was going to win so that I would show up. But this time round, I did win. And I was in Ghana.
Yeah.
For Afro Nation. So as soon as I got off stage at Afro Nation, they were like, oh my God, you won. And I was like, oh my God, so ironic. I'm not even there to play.
Yeah,
there.
When you are not there, that's when you win.
But
come
thank
on,
God,
dog.
I'm happy about, I'm really excited for what's to come. More headies to come.
More headies to come.
And other awards, you know.
That was like a really special record. What was that like working with Runtown?
Runtown is so cool, he's so chilled, he's such a vibe, his energy is good, he doesn't really talk too much, he's hot, he's everything that you guys think he is.
He is.
Yeah, seriously, and such a pleasure to work with. And working with Teyana Taylor on the remix was even more of a pleasure because she's like a female, very confident, took her time, came to the video set with her mom, her dad, her husband, and Junie, the baby.
Yo, like, yeah, pulled up with the
family. I guess they just wanted to meet a part of Africa and just see, like, we're all Nigerians on the set now.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably thought they were going to come and see people with hair wrap and but they met me, so. But it was really cool. She
came
through.
That must have been a fun shoot.
It was fun, it was nice. It was nice because she wasn't feeling very well, but she still gave it her all. And she works really hard. And she's so talented.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
she really is. It was a pleasure to work with Runtown and Teyana Taylor. And it was a pleasure to win the headies for that song.
I remember when that video came out, and I saw, I didn't know the video was coming out. I just saw a tweet. I was like, the tweet said, And Teyana Taylor.
Oh, Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, two incredible sex symbols. I was like, where is this video? Let me go and look. So that also reminded me of how much you're regarded as a sex symbol. And you are.
Oh, thank you.
I'm guessing like, you know, it's there are pros to that, but are there cons to that? Being seen as a sex symbol? Are there cons to that?
The pros, I'll start with the pros. With the pros, I just realized recently when my IG account got intercepted and compromised, and somebody that we know now put up some pictures.
Yeah, that was a messy situation.
It was a bit sticky. But what I realized is that actually, a lot of people think I'm really, like, more people than I thought actually think I'm really sexy. So they loved those pictures. They were like, oh my God, we need more of this. This is what we
and
want.
And then you uploaded one recently.
Let me
and
tell you
were
something.
Like, this I posted.
You know what, MI, I'm really sorry to say this.
Oh my God.
MI, I'm really sorry to put you on blast like this. I gotta. You know me, right? I gotta. He called me and said, Sheyishe, you have just fast forwarded the Nigerian music industry by about 10 years. I was like, "Tired, Baba."
Oh my God.
What he was trying to say was that, like, nobody is really confident enough to, like, really just go all out there like that, right?
Yeah.
And just own it, right? Mm. And I understood what he was saying without him having to say too much.
Yeah.
And if you work on your body like I do, flaunt it. So anyway, as sad as and as shocking as that post was, after some time, I was like, you know what? It actually helped me. Right, in the sense that I now know what people want from me and what they like. So what the fuck? Sorry.
That's cool.
And so a couple of weeks ago, I posted one myself.
Yeah, you were like the caption made me laugh.
I posted one myself.
Like, this one I posted by myself.
What? I did not work on this robot, this booty for my jeans to be touching. No.
Oh my God.
You understand? So I post pictures. I want to start posting. I'm going to start posting more pictures like that just to inspire people. Nothing more, no harm. Not to take your man, not to make you feel bad, just to inspire you a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice. we look forward to that.
Yeah. I bet you are.
Are there any like cons?
The cons, I guess no.
Wow, interesting. So there's this amazing fact about you that I always, anytime I remember it makes me happy. And that's that at a certain time you were signed to Island Records, right? Mm-hmm. And now, Island Records, a lot of people might not know this, King Sunny Ade was once signed there.
Yes.
Magic Fashek was once signed to Mango, an imprint of...
Island,
yeah. Yeah, so it was like...
That's even before Universal owned Island, actually.
Yeah. So it was like, she got also signed to like...
In fact, I was the first person as like in my generation,
in my era,
like to get signed to an international record deal directly like that. However,
did you know the history? Early.
I did know the history. I mean, obviously, Bob Marley too.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse too.
King Sunny Ade was actually signed to replace Bob Marley when Bob Marley died.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah. So when Bob Marley died, King Sunny Ade was, you know the history. So I knew all of that. However, I almost feel like that signing was a bit premature.
Okay.
Because Afrobeat at the time was not at, like, this is just like, we're talking about 6 years ago here.
Yeah.
So, but can you imagine
how much has changed
and why?
Yeah.
Afrobeat has grown and gone in 6 years.
Yep.
So when they signed me up, I feel like it was a bit premature.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a project. I didn't have a body of work. I didn't have anything. They signed me based off of one song and then albums, which the albums were not even made. So, and then nobody like David, Wiz, all these guys, Burna, all these guys were not doing the things that they're doing now.
I guess they recognized the talent.
But they could see that there was something. But, I was being shelved for longer than, in Nigeria, we release our music, we drop it. Okay, there's no investor, there's no label,
we must
put it out ourselves, there's boom play. Do you understand?
Yeah.
They will run it for us. Yeah. Do you understand? We just move ourselves. So that was happening with other people, and I was looking at everybody releasing their music while Island was just like, wait. And I was like, nah, son, I can't wait, I'm out. So I tore out, man.
Yeah.
I tore out.
Now you're with Aristocrat.
They're my managers.
They're my managers.
But I'm signed to myself. I'm signed to Star Girl. So all my content is my money.
Oh, you are a Star Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Congrats on that. Thank you. No, but it's been for a while now. It's just that I don't go about calling myself my record label name because it's just the name that I use to register my content.
Yeah.
So when people want to work with me, partner with me, or use my music or anything, they're licensing through Stargirl, and so that's why I keep the control of a lot of my content, and I don't have to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
So I come out, like Tory Lanez said, like on top at the end of the day. And a lot of people don't realize that, and they don't know that. But it's really important to own your own
content.
Yeah.
How did the Aristocrat management come to? How did that happen?
I used to hang out with the Aristocrat back in the day, like when it was Burna,
Majid.
Okay, you know now, Majid. Yeah. When it was Ellie, when it was Lerick.
Yeah.
So I used to work with Lerick a lot. Me and Lerick used to record like every other day, and that was always my hangout spot in a way, right?
Yeah.
And PD was always he was always a supporter of me. Like, he always liked me, and I always liked him and Kay. And so when my situation last year kind of got a bit funny with my old management, I felt like I needed a team. And Aristocrat are very teamy. Do you understand?
Yeah,
they come hard, they come strong, and I wanted that team and I wanted that family, and I was like, hell, you know what, I have a family, because I used to fuck with Aristocrat back in the day, and you know what? If there's anybody that I know that understands what I need right now and I'm looking for and where I'm trying to get to is PD.
Yeah.
So I went straight to PD. I was like, yo, PD, you know what? I basically want to just come back and really just be with you guys and really do this for real, you know? Because we didn't sign then when we were supposed to.
Yeah.
So, you know? But I'm glad that we did it now instead of then.
Nice.
And he said, of course. He said, wow,
Shout out to PD.
Excuse me, shout out to PD, man. And the whole team, they're whole aristocrat team. You guys rock.
Yeah, shout out to Lara in the background.
Lara and the beats. No, I think it was a matter of timing.
Yeah. So, is Twale going to be part of the
EP? No. The EP? No. I said Twale is just a gift now. Twale was just a timely gift for
is
this.
Is it the EP or the album we're getting next? Options.
Well, I have options though. Well, this corona don't give me plenty options. Now I'm like swimming in content. Like, yeah. You know, so many videos. I've shot videos with a particular feature already, yeah, as well. So, you know, but you know, timing is everything. Try not to give too much away.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a really good time to be alive. I have a lot of content, and I think that the next thing you guys are going to hear is another single.
Okay.
I'm also working on a particular project with Aristocrat, so that's going to be fun because nice. It's that like star-studded album.
Nice.
Am I allowed to say anything about it? No. So it's like a star-studded project, and I'm part of that, so I really can't wait. So you guys keep your
We're
eyes
looking forward to that.
And your ears open. All your favorite artists, literally, on that project. So I'm really happy to be part of it. So that will be next, and then I'll have a couple of singles before I drop the EP.
Yeah. Who are the new kids that you're feeling a lot these days? The new kids making music. Are you enjoying
it? You know what? It's so weird. Like, man, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this question. The reason is because the new kids are now the old kids. Bro, the way this thing is moving, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Fast.
Like,
it's
I can't even keep up anymore.
Yeah.
I was gonna... Okay, so for now, I'm in love with Fireboy. I'm in love with Omale. I'm in love with... Everybody else is old.
I get what you're saying, like it's very fast.
Bro, yeah. What's really happening?
Like these guys you mentioned, Fireboy or Omale, like the way they came up with
Yo, it's crazy. When I leave here, I'm gonna wish I said more names, but you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's the heart that matters. Yeah. She has in heart, yeah. That's what matters. Do you think you'll be
But who are you really feeling right now? Currently.
Omale, of course. Fireboy, of course. Joe Boy, of course. There's a girl, Good Get Early. Who else?
Shebo. I really like Shebo.
Shebo. Oxlade. When you put on the spot, you start forgetting.
You forget. That's what you see now. You see my comment. But there's too many. And they're coming like this, yeah. Bro. Like, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Shit. Forgot.
You know, but those guys are really cool. And, I really like Thames. I'm looking forward to
Thames.
I'm really looking forward to hearing what she's gonna come with next. The song that she did with Davido and that American guy.
Yeah, Khaled. That was a great
it
record.
Wasn't bad.
No,
it wasn't bad.
It was a great record.
So yeah.
Nice. Would Shay be interested in signing an artist in the future?
When I have money, I beg. When I have extra money.
Like if the money is there, let's hypothetically
speaking.
I'm gonna
have a whole freaking empire. Like yeah. It's gonna be mad.
Yeah, we look forward
to that.
It's
going to be so mad.
Let this money come quick.
No, money is there. Let me not even lie. But you know, Let me not even lie. But let me tell you what it is. It's like when you take on somebody else's career into your hands, it's a different type of money she need.
Yeah.
I know because I know how much I've spent on my own career.
Yeah.
So when it's now somebody else, you can't afford to cut corners. You can't afford to do it halfway. Yeah. You can't. It's like you gotta have that kind of money. You gotta have is different.
And you don't want to be in like situations.
You don't want to find yourself in situations that I found myself in the past. Yeah. I don't want to do that to somebody else. Like I know that the first few people, person that I'm gonna sign is going to have it all, and they're going to have it all because I've been through it. I know what it takes. I've done it myself for the past 6 years, and I've been, you know, I'm still here, Jameson, and I'm still going.
Yeah.
But for me to make another person like that, it has to be done properly.
Yeah. What do you think about and this is my last question, like how crazy it is that African music is getting all this worldwide attention?
Other people are now trying to claim it, Abby.
One of the times I met you was Burna Boy's African Giant listening party last year.
Yeah.
And you know, this year Burna Boy is like, it's like he took it a notch higher on a whole other level.
Yes, no.
Like, what did you think about that whole scenario?
In what sense?
In the sense that it's like things are moving very fast for the Afrobeat scene. Like, we're getting all this worldwide attention.
I think that, so I tweeted at Burna Boy.
Yeah.
He tweeted back. I was not like, ah! So I tweeted back. And I was like, he's going to tweet back. But he didn't. But, no, but when I tweet at him, he always tweets back. And that's one thing I love and respect about that guy. Because, you know, we are from back
in the
day. Like, he, yeah, you know, and I feel like we recognize he's real. I feel like hard work pays off. And what I tweeted to Burna was, I'm really excited and grateful for the new level of hustle that you are inspiring us all with. Because this is another level of work and strategy and distribution and promo and teamwork that Burna Boy is coming with.
It's a lot of work
and it's another level. So like, you know, he's taking it to another level, quite simply, you know. And somebody else, people will still keep taking it to, you know, higher heights, but at the moment he's obviously a very good example of the level that we need to be always aspiring to be at as Africans and, you know, Nigerian or African musicians. And so I think it's a great thing, but it's us that are doing it. We're the ones doing it.
Yeah, nice. So it's important that we own it as well. Mm-hmm. Like you own it all.
Yeah, like I own my star girl.
This has been
like
nice.
Like I own my content and I share that shit.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Guys, Twale is out. She's new single. She's got new music coming. Go listen to Twale.
Shout out to you, Twale, to all of you. Thank you for holding me down, and Twale for holding yourselves down and your families down. It's real love, and you go better.
All right, we'll see Shay next when she drops the EP or the album. The woman has options. She doesn't, like, she's going to surprise us either way. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.